祷告。
Let's pray.
我们慈爱天上慈悲的天父
and our merciful heavenly God.
我们人类的救主耶稣基督
and the Savior of mankind, Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你将生命气息赐给我们每一位
We thank you that you have given us the breath of life in all of us.
使我们能够在这个世界上享受你所创造给予我们的一切
and so that we can enjoy all of your creation that you have also given to us.
但因为我们的始祖犯罪得罪了你
and because of our ancestors have sinned against you,
以致我们离你的正路越来越远
and so we're starting to part away from your righteous ways.
从光明当中最后走进黑暗
and from the light we're slowly walking into darkness.
生命当中没有神没有盼望
in life we do not have God, we do not have hope.
有多少时候我们心中不断的挣扎
Many times we are struggling inside our hearts
不想做的恶仍然去做
And this evil that we do not want to commit yet we cannot control
有多少次我们不断的内心呼喊
And many times we cried out from inside of our hearts
我们想要变好但是却没有能力
We want to change to become better but we are powerless
啊，但是因为你爱我们
And because you loved us
所以你亲自来到这个世间
and so personally you came to this world
为你所爱的百姓开出一条救恩的泉源
and you have opened up a fountain of salvation for the people that you love it
啊，借着你的受苦
and through your sufferings
给我们留下了好的生命榜样
and you have left us a wonderful life examples
借着你的流血
through your shedding blood
使我们的罪孽可以除尽
our sins can be cleanse away
借着你的救恩
and through your salvation
使我们黑暗的人生终于再次有了盼望
and the darkness in our life once again we see hope
主啊你是爱我们的
and Lord that you have loved us
所以你舍弃的一切为我们开出一条光明正道
you have forsaken it all to open up a bright and gleaming path
主啊求你继续引领我们每个人的脚步
and Lord please continue to guide each and every one of our footsteps
使我们能够在不断的追求当中离这正道越来越近
so through constant pursuance we could get closer to the word
使我们借着领受正道能够得到洁净
and through receiving sermon we can be cleansed
啊，到最后能够接受宝血的洗礼
and at the end we could receive the baptism of your blood
能够重新归入你的名下
and we could once again become under your name
能够再一次称为你的儿女
and once again we're worthy to be called your children
不但今生能够活出盼望活泼的日子
not only this lifetime we could live out a lively hope
来世更能够与你同在有永生的恩典
and in the next life we will have and enjoy and partake eternal life
这是我们的期望
This is our hope
主啊求你借着你圣灵在我们当中运行
And Lord please have your Holy Spirit move among us
能够不断的带领我们今天晚上的聚会
Then you can continue to guide our tonight service
不只是我们能够认识到救恩的重要
And not only for us to understand the importance of salvation
更能够下定决心来努力追求认识你
And that we can make a determination and to come to know you
也愿按照你所应许的
And according to your promise
愿你的恩惠平安常常加添在我们每个人的身上
May your grace and peace be constantly added to all of us
从今时直到永远
From now to eternity
Hallelujah, Amen
Hallelujah, Amen
请坐
Please be seated
感谢主耶稣的恩典带领我们进入第二晚的布道聚会
And thanks for the grace of God that we are entering into the second night of evangelical service
使我们能够再一次的利用这个机会来思想人生
And so that we can use this time to think about life
人生的道路有很多
And so there are many different ways of life
有的道路能够使你走到你要去的地方
And some way will lead you to the point that you want to go
有的道路却会引你到处乱绕走不出来
And some way will leave you wondering and you cannot come out of it.
有的路最后对你有价值
and some way will worth some value to you at the end.
有的路却最后是错误一场浪费时间
and some roads will be a total waste of time.
世间的道路走错了你总是可以回头
and so all the ways of life when you make a mistake you can always turn back.
但人生的道路你要如何回头重来呢
but the ways of humanity how can you turn back again?
所以在 在今天晚上我们继续来寻找这生命真正的道路。
And so tonight, once again, we will be continuing to look for this pathway of life.
我们今天晚上继续要请郭胜奇传道，从多伦多来的传道来跟我们继续做分享。
And I'd like to again invite preacher Tony Cole from Canada to
participate
in our sharing.
那我们今天接下来的时间就交给他。
And I'd like to give the following time to him.
哈利路亚，愿主的平安时常与我们各位亲爱的朋友、长辈以及兄姐们同在。
And hallelujah, may the peace of our Lord Jesus be constantly with our friends and families and members, as well as some of the senior people here.
我们今天晚上继续来学习得救的正路。
And tonight we like to once again to study the ways of salvation.
赦罪重生之喜。
And the way of salvation, remission of sin through baptism.
昨天我们学习到了真实的信仰。
And yesterday we have learned what is the true faith.
要找到这位创造宇宙万物的真神，要敬拜这位创造者，不要敬拜被造之物。
And we have to find this creator of heaven and earth and universe. We have to find the creator and worship him, and not to worship the created.
就是主耶稣。全能的真神。
And so this is Lord Jesus Christ, Almighty God.
那我们来敬拜他的动机要是真实的，是为了要得着永生。
And so the reason for us to worship him is our motivation has to be genuine, because for us to gain eternal life.
那我们敬拜他也要照着圣经的话语指导来敬拜他。
And to worship him, we have to heed to the instructions of the Bible and the teachings to worship him.
那这样子的敬拜，这样子的信仰就能够有真实的体验。
And through this worship and through this genuine faith, then we can have a truthful experience.
那我们常常提到主耶稣，我们提到他，我们称呼他为救主。
And so often we will speak Jesus Christ as Savior.
那他到底要拯救我们从什么东西来拯救我们？
And what exactly he is saving us from?
我们如果在传福音的时候，我们说你需要拯救。
And so let's say if we're preaching the gospel and we said you need to be saved.
他说我为什么需要拯救？我有工作，我有健康，我为什么需要耶稣？
The person would answer, I have a job, I have my health, why do I need to be saved or need Jesus?
主耶稣到底要救我们什么？
And what does Jesus exactly need to save us from?
其实最主要不是要救我们脱离贫穷，或者是脱离身体的不健康。
And importantly, not to pull us away from poverty or the unhealthiness that we have.
而是要救我们脱离罪的捆绑。
But it's to deliver us and save us from the boundary of sin.
因为罪的代价就是死。
And because the consequence of sin will lead to death.
罪使我们与真神隔绝。
And sin will let us be separated from God.
所以这条得救的正路，走到最后达到永生，就是要首先解决罪的问题。
And so this truth of salvation to lead us into to eternal life, we must resolve the issue of sin.
有些人可能说，我又没有犯罪。
And so some people might say that I have not committed any sin.
如果我犯罪了，我就会被抓去关啊。
And if I committed any wrongdoings, I'll be locked up.
我是合法的好公民。
And I am a legal citizen, law-abiding citizen.
其实我们在想罪的时候，
And so when we're thinking regarding the question of sin,
很多人都只是想到说我没有得罪人。
And many people would just answer by, I have not sinned against any man.
当然得罪人是罪的一个部分。
And of course, when you sin against man, this is part of sin.
但是还有另外一个部分是得罪神。
And on the other aspect is that you sin against God.
就好像我们昨天所读到的罗马书。
And just like what we have studied yesterday, the book of Romans.
虽然神是我们用眼睛看不到。
And although God is something that we cannot see with our naked
eyes. 但是借着他所创造的万物，神的本性，神性是我们明明可以知道的。
And through all his creations and also the divine nature of God, that this is something that we can see with our eyes.
所以一个人如果他故意不去敬拜这位神，虽然他知道有神。
And so if a person purposely do not worship God, even though if he would he knows that there's God,
不把荣耀归给神。
He would not give glory to God.
不把感谢归给神。
He would not be, give thanksgiving to God.
这个就是亏缺了神的荣耀，就是罪了。
And so this is basically despising the glory of God, which is sin.
所以一个人到最后面，他不可以说神啊，我不知道有你。
And so a person until the very end, he could not say that I do, God, I do not know that you exist.
那神说，我用所创造的万物，已经让你明明知道，你没有办法推诿了。
And so God would say that all the things I've created, is very obvious to you, and you cannot refute that.
但是其实我们人的罪一开始从哪里来呢？
And so where does the sin of man come from originally?
我们请翻开到创世纪。
And let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪的第二章
and Genesis chapter 2
创世纪第二章
Genesis chapter
2创世纪二章十五到十七节
and Genesis chapter 2 verse 15 to 17
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园使他修理看守十六
16.
耶和华神吩咐他说园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃十七
17.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃因为你吃的日子必定死好这边是神对亚当他所说的话
And so these are the words that were spoken to Adam through God.
神创造了亚当之后，还创造了伊甸园，一个很非常舒适的环境让他居住。
And after God has created Adam, He also created a garden, Eden, a very comfortable environment for him to dwell in.
交给他一个工作，就是让他修理看守这个伊甸园。
And He was given a task, and He's to tend and keep the garden of Eden.
但是神在这边吩咐他一件事情。
And but God, instructed him one thing.
这是神的命令。
And this was his commandment.
神说，园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃。
God commanded him that of every tree of the garden you may freely eat.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃因为你吃的日子必定死。
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day that you eat of it you shall surely die.
亚当夏娃不听神的话，吃了这个善恶果。
And so Adam and Eve refuses to listen to God and has eaten this fruit.
就死了。
And then that they died.
他们死了不是因为这个果子有毒啊。
And they died because was not be, because of the fruit was poisonous.
他们死了是因为违背了神的命令。
They died because they went against the commandment of God.
因为神的话就是生命。
And because the word of God is life.
神的话句句都有权柄力量。
And the word of God comes with authority and power.
所以他们死了是因为他们不听神的话。
The reason that they died is because they did not listen to the commandment.
所以他们吃的日子就死了。
And so the days that they have eaten it surely died.
那借着亚当这一个人罪就入了世界。
Through this person, Adam, sin came to this world.
其实我们来想想看。
So we should think about this.
这个神给他们这个诫命。
And so God has given them this commandment.
其实不难守。
And actually, this is not hard to keep.
很合理。
And it's very rational.
神不是说园中这么多的果子你都不可以吃，只有这一棵是你可以吃的。
And God did not say that out of all the fruits in the garden that you cannot eat, you can only eat this tree.
神说园中所有的你都可以吃，只是中间有一棵不要吃，吃的日子必定死。
But God has said that you could eat all the fruits in this garden, but there's only one tree that you cannot eat its fruit.
但是人受了魔鬼的诱惑，就去吃了那一棵分。违背了神的命令。
Because man was being tempted by the devil, so went against the commandment of God and ate the fruit.
他们就死了。
So they died.
但是我们在看的时候，在看创世纪的时候
，When we read the book of Genesis,
我们发现说，哎，亚当夏娃不是后来又生了很多孩子吗？
And、
被赶出伊甸园又生了很多孩子啊。
We realized that Adam and Eve had many descendants because although they were cast out of the Garden of Eden, but they had much descendants.
是。好像没有死啊。
And it seems like they have not died.
神不是说你吃的日子必定死吗？
And didn't God say that the day that you have eat this fruit, you shall surely die?
其实我们可以这样子来明白。
And so we can understand from this perspective.
肉体的生命没有还没死。
And so the physical flesh was not, has not died.
但是属灵的生命死了。
But the spiritual life died.
也就是说你属灵的生命与神分开。因为有罪，这就是死了。
So in other words, that your spiritual life, is separated from God because it has sin.
好，就好像一个枝子，葡萄树的枝子被砍下来丢到旁边。
And just like the branch of a from a vine, it's cut off and thrown to the side.
好，我们请翻开到约翰福音。
And let's turn to Gospel John.
约翰福音的第十五章。
Gospel John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章
Gospel John chapter 15
十五章的第五节和第六节
Gospel John chapter 15 verse 5 and 6
我是葡萄树你们是枝子藏在我里面的我也藏在他里面这人就多结果子因为离了我你们就不能做什么六
6
人若不常在我里面就像枝子丢在外面枯干人拾起来扔在火里烧了
Verse 5 I am the vine you are the branches he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit for without me you can do nothing 6 if anyone does not abide in me he is cast out as the branch and it is withered and they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned
好所以亚当那一天死了
And so Adam on that day has died.
就是被从这个枝子切下来丢到一边。
Because he was cut off from the vine and the branches was thrown to the side.
接下来虽然他生儿育女。
And although he has bare children later on.
但是最后就是枯干了就是死亡了。
But at the end, he has withered away and leads to death.
哦，这个就是人离开神的一个后果。
And so this is one of the consequences when man depart away from God.
有罪隔在人与神的中间。
And the sin will come in the middle of man and God and separate them.
让人最后的结局就是死亡枯干扔在火里烧了。
Oh, so the ending of man will wither away and be cut off and then they will be burned.
神爱人。
And God loves men.
所以他要为拯救人脱离这个结局，必死的结局。
He wants to take men away from this consequence of death.
他要让人重新与神的生命联合在一起。
He wanted men to once again reconnect with the light of God together.
再一次的得着生命。
And once again regain life.
我们请看到约翰福音的十一章。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章
Gospel John chapter 11
二十六节
Verse 26
约翰福音十一章二十六节
John chapter 11 verse 26
凡活着信我的人必永远不死你信这话吗
And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die Do you believe this?
这是主耶稣他所说的一句话。
And so this is a word that was spoken by Lord Jesus Christ.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
我们思考一下这句话。
And let's think about this phrase.
到底它指的是什么？
And what is it referring to?
凡活着信主耶稣的人必永远不死。
And whoever lives and believes in Lord Jesus Christ shall never die.
也就是说，当我们还在世上活着的时候
，That means when while we're still living in this world,
我们要让我们这个继续枯干的枝子接到葡萄真葡萄树上。
And we have to allow the branch that is already withered to be reconnected to the vine.
重新与神和好。
And once again, reconcile with God.
让我们的生命与神的生命连接在一起。
And so our life can be conjoined with the life of God.
这样必永远不死。
And so this way, we shall never die.
这个永远不死 不是在讲我们肉体的生命。
And so, this, never death is not talking about our physical life.
而是属灵的生命。
But it's talking about our spiritual life.
如果一个人他活着的时候，肉体活着的时候。
And the person, still live physically.
哦，但是没有找到真神。
But did not, was not able to find true God.
没有让他的这根枝子，这个生命，属灵的生命，与神的生命连结。
And did not allow his life, his spiritual life, to be connected to God.
那这样子，他肉体生命结束的那时候。
And so at the time when his physical flesh will die, at the time.
那等待他的就是这根枝子被丢到火湖里面。
And what is waiting him is this branch waiting to be thrown out in the fire.
但是一个人他肉体生命活着的时候。
And but when a person who is physically alive.
找到这条得救的正路。
And to find this pathway to being saved.
信主耶稣的福音。
And to believe in the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣的福音来与神的生命连结在一起。
And through the gospel of Jesus, that his life can be connected with God.
这样子，他肉体生命死的时候。
And so when his physical flesh dies.
这其实不是死了。
And this is not actually death.
是睡了。
And it's just fall asleep.
因为他以后要复活与神在永生里面。
And because later on he was to resurrect and be with God forever.
哦，所以说一个属灵生命活的跟死的，他们对肉体生命的结束看法有很大的不一样。
And so a spiritual life, they have different perspective about their physical death.
一个是肉体的生命死的时候就被丢到火湖，另外一个肉体生命结束乃是要以后回到天家。
And one physical death will be thrown into the lake of fire. The other physical death will be returning back to our heavenly home.
但是重点是活着的时候，我们要信耶稣，信这个福音，找到这条道路。
But the main point is, while you're alive, you have to find this true Jesus and the true pathway.
让我们的生命与神的生命结合在一起。
And so our life can be joined with the life of God.
我们请看到罗马书。
And let's turn to the book of Romans.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
六章的二十三节
Verse 23
罗马书六章第二十三节
Romans chapter 6 verse 23
因为罪的工价乃是死唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生
For the wages of sin is death but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord
这边告诉我们罪它的工价就是死
Here it tells us that the consequence of sin will be death.
所以我们每一个人生下来的时候，其实怀胎的时候就有罪了。
And so each and every one of us, when we are conceived and being born, we have sin.
因为我们在亚当里面都犯罪了。
And because within Adam, we have all sinned.
但是借着主耶稣基督，我们可以得着生命。
But through Jesus Christ, we could once again regain life.
这个永生在哪里？
And where is this eternal life?
这一节告诉我们说，永生就在基督耶稣里。
And, but this verse is telling us eternal life is in Christ Jesus.
这是神要给我们的恩赐。
This is a grace that God is to give us.
如果我们还活着的时候。
And so through the time we're alive.
能够信这个福音。
And we could believe in this gospel.
借着这个福音里面所讲的来归入到耶稣里面。
And through this gospel, whatever that was taught, and to be belonging to Jesus Christ.
进入到耶稣里面
to be entering into Jesus Christ
那我们的生命就与这个永生连接在一起
our life and this eternal life will be conjoined
为什么主耶稣里面会有这个永生呢
and why is it that within Lord Jesus Christ there would be the eternal life
因为他为我们付了这个罪的工价就是死
and because he has paid out the wage of sin which is death
他为了我们的罪死在了十字架上
and because of sin he was crucified and died on the cross
主耶稣他没有罪
Lord Jesus Christ is without sin
主耶稣是神
Because Lord Jesus Christ is God.
谦卑了自己成为了人的样式。
He has humbled himself and became the image of man.
甚至更加谦卑承担了世人所有的罪
and
死在十字架上。
He became even more humble and died for the sin of man.
战胜了死亡。
He overcame death.
战胜了罪。
He overcame sin.
三天之后复活。
After three days, he resurrected.
所以借着他的死，我们能够得到生命。
And so through this death, we can receive life.
但是我们重点是说，我们要怎么样归入到耶稣基督的里面。
And so the important point is, how do we go enter into Lord Jesus Christ?
永生不是在耶稣外面没有永生，耶稣永生要在耶稣里面才有永生。
So outside of Jesus Christ, there's no eternal life. You have to be inside of Jesus.
那我们要怎么进到耶稣里面？
How do we enter into Jesus Christ?
我们看六章的第三节。
And let's read chapter 6, verse 3.
罗马书六章第三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3.
罗马书六章第三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3.
岂不知我们这受洗归入耶基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
这边跟我们讲了一个很重要的福音。
So here tells us a very important gospel.
怎么样能够归入到耶稣基督的身体里面有这个永生？
How do we enter into the body of Lord Jesus Christ and have this eternal life?
怎么样让我们这个已被切下来的枝子能够重新连接上这个真葡萄树？
And how do we allow ourselves the branch that's already cut off once again be joined onto this true vine?
就是要借着受洗归入耶稣基督。
And this is through the baptism, and to belong into Jesus Christ.
所以当时候圣灵建立了教会。
And so at the time, Holy Spirit had established the church.
彼得起来讲传讲这个福音道理。
And so Peter rose up to speak about this gospel.
那他们众人听到了，他们就问彼得说，我们要怎么做才好？
And so the multitude have heard the gospel and asked them, what should we do?
他说，我们做错了，把主耶稣钉在十字架上了。
And we have sinned, and because we have nailed Jesus on the cross,
我们要怎么做才好？
And what should we do?
我们看使徒行传。
And let's turn to Acts.
二章的三十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 38.
使徒行传第二章第三十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
我们会常常回到这一节，在这几天当中。
And so we will constantly be referring to this verse within these days.
因为这正是他们当时候使徒时代使徒教会所传的福音。
And this is the teaching at the time of the apostolic church.
今天在真耶稣教会，我们没有发明什么新的福音。
And so today in True Jesus Church, we have not invented any new gospel.
就是传使徒时代他们所传的福音。
And whatever we preach is the gospel from the apostolic times.
他们所传的这个受洗的福音。
And so this is the gospel of baptism that they preach.
赦罪重生之喜。
To remission of sin and to once again be reborn.
使徒行传第二章。
And Acts chapter 2,
38节
verse 38.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
38, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
你们个人要悔改，就是要认罪。
And so all of you shall repent, which is to confess your sins.
然后奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。
And every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
人为什么没有办法跟神的生命联合在一起？
And why is it that man is not able to be joined with the life of God?
中间有罪的问题。
Because you have the issue of sin in the middle.
你靠自己绝对没有办法解决这个罪的。
Through yourself, you cannot resolve this problem of sin.
你就算做得再好，你也是不再犯更多罪而已。
And even if you can become your best, all you can do is try not to sin more.
但是已经有的罪，你没有办法。
But the original sin is something that you can handle by yourself.
只有靠着主耶稣。
And only through Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名来受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。
And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
所以受洗，我们从刚刚所读的这些经节，我们了解受洗把罪洗去了。
And so we understand from reading the scriptures that when you receive baptism, the sins is remiss.
而且受洗归入了基督里面。
And after baptism, you have entered into Jesus Christ.
让我们的生命与神的永生连接在一起。
And so our life will be joined with the eternal life of God.
所以当我们肉体生命结束的时候
，So when our physical life ceased,
不是死了。
And it's not death that comes.
而是睡了。
But you're actually asleep.
以后要复活承受永生。
And later on, you will resurrect and receive eternal life.
不是以后要被丢在火湖里面的枯干的枝子。
And not to be thrown into the lake of fire like a withered branch.
所以这一个福音，这一个洗礼，它是非常的重要。
And so this baptism and this gospel is very important.
如果今天没有这个洗礼，
If you don't have this baptism today,
我们没有办法得到重生。
We cannot be reborn.
我们没有办法与基督的生命连接在一起。
And we cannot be joined with the life of Christ.
以后也没有办法复活承受永生。
And later on, we cannot resurrect and receive eternal life.
因为我们的罪还没有得赦。
And because our sins was not remission.
我们的生命也没有与耶稣的生命联合在一起。
And our life is not joined with the life of Jesus Christ.
所以这个洗礼非常的重要。
And so this baptism is very important.
不是可以随便怎么洗都可以。
And it's not something that can be done casually.
我们请看以弗所书。
And let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章的第五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse
5. 以弗所书四章五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 5.
这边说到一主一信一洗
，and here talks about one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
哦，这边特别说到一洗
，and here talks about one baptism.
就是说洗礼只有一个
，and that means there's only one baptism.
只有在圣经里面讲到的洗礼就是一个而已。
And a whole entire Bible only talks about one baptism.
没有很多的洗礼。
And there's not many or multiple baptisms.
但是你今天看在我们的社会当中。
But if you look at our societies today.
很多人在传讲耶稣。
And many people are preaching the gospel of Jesus.
很多人在传讲不同的洗礼。
Many people are preaching the different methods of baptism.
有用点的，用撒的，又走过旗子的
and there's a sprinkle, there's also water drops or walking through a flag.
有往前的，往后的，好多种
And there's forward, people that would come forward or backwards, there are many different types.
但是圣经里面讲到的洗礼就是一种
But what's recorded in the Bible, there's only one baptism.
那我们要对这个洗礼有清楚的明白的认识。
And so we have to have this clear understanding towards this baptism.
哦，它有四个部分。
And there's four parts.
这个洗礼是要奉主耶稣的圣名。
And first of all, the baptism should be performed in the name of Jesus Christ.
在活水里面。
And to be done in living water.
面向下。
And you're facing down.
全身入浸。
And the total body immersion.
这个是合乎圣经的唯一的洗礼。
And this is the only baptism that coincides with the Bible.
不是我们发明的。
It's not something that we have invented.
而是我们从圣经所领受的。
But this is what we have received from the Bible.
是圣经里面所提到的这个洗礼。
This is what was talked about the baptism in the Bible.
就是福音。
And so this is gospel.
借着这个洗礼，我们的生命能够与神的生命联合在一起。
Through this baptism, our life can be joined with the life of God.
借着这个洗礼，我们的罪能够得赦。
Through this baptism, our sin can be forgiven.
所以我们对这个洗礼，我们要认真的学习。
And so, for this baptism, we have this seriously study.
奉主耶稣的圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
我们来要。第一个是奉主耶稣的圣名。
And the first thing that we have to say is in the name of Jesus Christ.
这个洗礼不是说我们要说了，就是说这个洗礼是要奉主耶稣的圣名来施行这个洗礼。
And this baptism needs to be performed in the name of Jesus Christ.
好，我们来看马太福音的二十八章。
And Matthew chapter 28.
二十八章的十九节。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 19.
太福音28:19。
Matthew chapter 28:19。
好，这边主耶稣跟他的门徒说。
And so Jesus was talking to the disciples.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣叫他的门徒说要去给万民做门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And Jesus said to the disciples that they have to make disciples of all nations and baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit.
那你可能想说，哎，不是你刚刚 Tony， 你刚刚才说。要奉主耶稣的圣名吗？怎么
？And so, aren't you wondering, Tony? You just said that we have to, perform this with in the name of Jesus Christ.
好了，那这个名字有这么重要吗
？And so, is this name really important?
名字很重要。
And so, the name is very important.
就好像我们昨天所学习到的。
And just what, like what we have learned yesterday.
你敬拜的对象。要是真实的。
And so the subject of your worship needs to be truthful.
你如果找错人了。
And if you find the wrong subject.
找错神了。
And to find the wrong God.
你找的不是独一的真神。
And you have not found the one and only true God.
那你找不到生命。
And so you will not be able to find life.
父子圣灵的名。
And so the name of the Father, the Son of the Holy Spirit.
父是名吗
？And is the Father a name？
不是吗
？No。
子是名吗
？Is Son a name？
也不是。
No。
圣灵是名吗
？Is Holy Spirit a name？
也不是。
No。
圣灵是神的灵啊，灵神就是灵，那圣就是圣洁的，神的本性，所以圣灵就是神的灵，它也不是名字、啊。
And Holy Spirit is actually the Spirit of God, is a God's Spirit, and it's holy, but this is not a name.
哦，其实如果看英文，我们也能够更加的明白一点。
And so if we read this in an English context, we can understand better.
他说，父子圣灵的名，这个名是什么？是单数的名。
And so the name of the Father and the Son of Holy Spirit, this is actually singular name.
哦，不是三个名字。
And this is not three names.
一个名字。
This is one name.
那这个名字是什么名字？
And so what is his name?
主耶稣没有讲了在这边。
And Lord Jesus did not say this here.
哦，但是我们想。
But we, when we think,
这一句话是主耶稣跟谁讲的
？And so, this sentence, was Jesus that was speaking to whom?
主耶稣跟十二个门徒讲的。
And Jesus have said this to the 12 disciples.
你们要去。
And you have to go.
使万民做他主耶稣的门徒。
And so you have to make all a nation of people your
disciples. 然后奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And you have to baptize in the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit.
然后我们刚刚看到了圣灵降临建立教会之后，彼得起来。
And so after the Holy Spirit descends on the world, then the church was established. Peter rose.
要奉耶稣基督的名施洗，使罪。
And Peter said that you have to baptize in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins.
好，所以今天洗礼一定是要奉主耶稣基督的名。
And so today all the baptism needs to be performed with the name of Jesus Christ.
好，为什么有些团体他们奉父子圣灵的名呢
？And why is it there are some organizations that they baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy? With the Father and the Son.
其实这是对神观的不了解。
And so this is because they lack understanding towards the perspective of God.
他们认为神是可以分成三个部分，有父、有子、又有圣灵。
And they feel that God could be divided into three parts. There's the Father, the Son, and then the Holy Spirit.
所以如果用耶稣，可能只有叫到子而已。
And so if you're using Jesus, maybe you have only called out to the Son.
父子圣灵，我三个都要。
And so I have to call out to all three because it would be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
但是我们了解，耶稣就是神，所有的神性都在耶，丰盛都在耶稣里面。
And but we understand the everything, all the bountifulness will be within Jesus Christ.
我们所信的耶稣就是独一的真神。
And so what we believe, Jesus Christ will be the one and only true God.
奉主耶稣的名施洗，这个洗礼。 才是有功效的。
And so to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ would be an effective baptism.
哦，而且这个，如果我们来看《使徒行传》的第四章。
And so with this, if we read Acts chapter 4,
四章的十二节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
好，这边说到四章的十二节哈。
And Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
他说除他以外别无拯救因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救
Nor there's any there's salvation in any other for there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved
好所以既然洗礼这么重要
So if baptism is so important
跟得救有直接的关系
It has direct relations with being saved
当然是要靠着主耶稣的名，这是唯一得救的名字。
And so, of course, it needs to be entrusted into the name of Jesus Christ. This is the only name.
我们这几点就是先简单讲解一下。
And so, we're just talking about a brief summary of these points.
哦，但是我们如果心里面有感动
，and if you're moved inside.
要更加深入的了解
And if you want to understand deeper
但是我们继续的来学习
And so we could continue our studies
因为这个是得救的正道
And because this is the truth of salvation
好奉主耶稣的圣名要在活水里面这是第二点
So in the name of Jesus Christ And it has to be performed in living water This is the second thing
主耶稣亲自因为主耶稣他也是这样子的示范，他到约旦河来受洗。
And so Jesus set a perfect example. He was baptized in the River Jordan.
哦，那在旧约里面也有类似的一个预言。
And so in the Old Testament there are similar prophecies.
因为其实这个活水啊，到就是讲的就是江河或者是海。
And so this living water is referring to any living body of water, such as a river or sea.
哦，这个其实很麻烦啊。
This is actually very hard.
你如果后面挖一个洞，一个池子，这样子去洗，方便很多啊。
And so if you just made a little cistern in the back would be a lot easier.
哦，冬天的时候还可以放热水。
And so in the winter time, you could even pour out hot water.
为什么一定要出去到湖边、海边、河边？哇！
And why is it that we need to go out to the sea and then to the ocean or to the river? It's so inconvenient.
我们来看圣经哈。
And let's turn to the Bible.
弥迦书七章十九节。
And Micah chapter 7 verse 19.
哦，这是在预言将来的事啊。
And so this is foretelling what's happening in the future.
十九节说到必再怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们一切罪投在深海，投于深海。
Verse 19, He will again have compassion on us when we'll subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depth of the sea.
我们的罪孽将要被投在深海啊。
And Our iniquities will be cast into the depth of the sea.
那我们再看到传道书的第一章第七节。
And let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 7.
传道书一章第七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 7.
江河都往海里流，海却不满。江河何处流，人归还何处。
All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place from which the river come, they may return again.
所以所有的江河都什么？都会流到海里面。
And so all the rivers will flow into the sea.
所以我们就算在河里面洗礼了。
And so we baptized in a river.
我们的罪就好像被洗掉，然后就投到海里面，跑到海的深处去了。
And so our river seems like to be washed, and then I will be thrown into the depths of the sea.
那在旧约里面，其实神他带表的也就是活水，活水常常就是代表神啊。
And in the Old Testament, God often prefigures as living water.
我们看耶利米书第二章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 2.
二章的十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13.
耶利米书二章十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13.
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事。就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
所以 洗礼要在活水里面洗。
So water baptism needs to be performed in living water.
虽然很麻烦
，and although this is inconvenience，
但是我们照着圣经里面的预言，照着主耶稣的示范，我们就要如此来做。
But through the prophecy of the Bible and also the examples that Jesus have left us, this is what we must do.
有时候我们在非洲要走好久才能够走到有活水的地方、哦、
And sometimes in Africa we have to walk a very long time to find a fountain of living water.
有时候还会危险呢、啊、
And sometimes you encounter danger.
有一次传道他们洗礼完了、啊、
And so one time the pastor after water baptism、
哦、他们就起来那就是觉得说奇怪怎么这水里面都没有人呢、啊、就是说那个是很好的水但是为什么都没有人在里面
And so they came up and then they realized that how come there's nobody inside because this is wonderful water、
哦、他们就说有鳄鱼啊
And they realized that there was alligators inside、
哦、那有些地方活水不方便啊尤其是冬天的时候
And some of the other places are very rather inconvenient especially in wintertime
好像我们加拿大
And just like in Canada,
常常都结冰
and so it's always frozen all year round.
有时候我们要特别洗礼的时候，就破冰去洗啊。
And sometimes when we need to baptize, we will break apart the ice.
虽然危险
and although this is very dangerous,
虽然麻烦
and although this is troublesome,
但是感谢神
but thank God.
既然是神的道路
and although this is the way of God,
神总是会保守。
God will keep watch.
好，因为这是神所从圣经里面告诉我们的。
And but because this is what's being told from the Bible.
我们就是接受、相信、去行。
And we have to accept it and to believe it and then to practice it.
我们看马可福音。
And let's turn to Gospel Mark.
马可福音十六章。
Gospel Mark chapter 16.
十六章十六节。
Gospel Mark chapter 16 verse 16.
主耶稣说什么？在这边说，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
And Lord Jesus Christ says here, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
信而受洗必然得救。
And who believes and baptized will be saved.
好，所以我们常常说到信主耶稣到底是信什么？
And so often when we say believing Jesus, what exactly we are believing?
就是信主耶稣所带来的这个洗礼。
And to believe the baptism that was brought to us by Jesus Christ.
借着这个洗礼我们的罪得赦。
Through this baptism, our sin is forgiven.
借着这个洗礼我们的生命与神连结归入到基督耶稣里面。
Through this baptism, we will be, our life will be joined with God and then to be entering into Lord Jesus Christ.
所以如果我们信了,
if we believe this,
我们要洗,
and we have to be baptized.
你没有办法说我信了但是我不去洗啊。
You cannot say that I believe this and then I refuse to be baptized.
你不要洗其实就是什么还没有信。
And if you don't want to receive baptism, the only simple reason is that you have not believed.
所以这个福音就是在讲洗礼有洗礼就是这个福音的一个部分。
And so this gospel is talking about baptism and then anything related to baptism is part of the gospel.
所以主耶稣说信而受洗必然得救。
So Jesus have said that those that believe and is baptized will be saved.
哦，那洗礼还有两个部分，就是要面向下，然后全身入浸。
And there's all another two parts, which is that you have to face down, and then there's total body immersion.
哦，这是在罗马书的第六章。
And this is recorded in Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书六章第五节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 5.
罗马书六章第五节
Romans chapter 6 verse 5
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合也要在他复活的形状上与他联合
And for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection、
哦、这个所讲的就是在洗礼的时候
And so this is describing the scene at baptism、
哦、第三节我们刚刚读过了我们受洗是归入耶稣基督
And we have read verse 3 that when we baptize, we're baptized into Christ.
哦，所以在受洗的时候，要在他死的形状上与他联合。
And so that when we baptize, we have to be like the likeness of his resurrection.
Likeness of his death.
A likeness of his death. To be likeness of the death of Jesus Christ. And what was this? What was it like when he died? And let's not imagine this. And because we have answers in the Bible. Gospel John.
19.
Verse 19.
19:30.
So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
And it
says that here that Jesus bowed his head and gave up his spirit to God.
在十字架上死了, 所以头很自然地掉下来。
And so it's not saying that he died on the cross and then naturally his head bowed.
如果被钉在十字架上死了, 真的头会掉下来, 没错。
And of course, when you nail on the cross, then when you die, your head will drop, for sure.
但是这里所讲的是, 主耶稣他低下头, 自己低下头, 然后把灵魂交付给神。
But what is described here that he bowed his own head and then gave up his spirit to God.
是主耶稣做了这一个低头的动作, 然后把灵魂交上去。
And so this was an action of him bowing his head and gave up his own spirit.
是主耶稣顺服至死,
and so he was obedient until the point of death.
且死在十字架上。
And he died on the crucifix.
这个也是他承担了我们众人的罪。
And this is was how he was able to sustain our sin.
成一个罪人要
So as a sinner, you have to bow your head down to God.
所以我们洗礼的时候是低下头。
So when we baptize, we have to bow our head.
承认我们自己的罪。
We have to confess our own sins.
我们是罪人。
And we are sinners.
不敢抬头见神。
We are unworthy to raise up our head to look at God.
但是我们若愿意承认我们自己的罪。
If we're willing to confess our own sins.
在洗礼的时候低下头。
So during baptism, we will bow our head.
在他死的形状上与他联合。
And so that we will be in the likeness of his death.
那我们也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And we will be also like the likeness of his resurrection.
好，所以这个洗礼其实是什么？ 归入耶稣基督的死。
And so baptism is to entering into the death of Jesus Christ.
同死同埋葬同复活。
And to die, to be buried and to be resurrected.
所以低下头是同死。
And so bowing head is to die.
同埋葬就是要全身入尽。
To be buried is to be entering in your whole entire body, a total immersion.
从来人家埋葬都不会留一个手或者是脚在外面的。
And so usually when people bury the dead body, you will not have a body part that's out of the ground.
全身入尽。
And so your whole total body immersion.
所以我们在洗礼的时候,
and so doing water baptism,
我们一定都会有旁边有人在看。
And so we will have people watching.
因为 要看说一定要全部的身体都下去了。
And so we have to be sure that the whole entire body has gone into the water.
我们在非洲,
and because in Africa,
那我们就说小孩子哦, 你要帮他洗礼。
And sometimes you have to baptize infants.
结果你前面一下去, 他后面的脚就跑起来。
And sometimes when you baptize in the front, and then the feet will pop up.
结果没有看到。
And so we did not see it.
但是岸上的传道他看到。
And, but the pastor on the shore have seen it.
很大声，不行。
And he would yell out, "No, this is no good."
这个脚出来了，要洗正确的。
And so the feet was propped up, and then we have to do it again.
为什么我们这么郑重？
And why is it that we are so serious about?
因为洗礼不是一个仪式而已。
And because this is just not a demonstration.
不是一个入教的仪式，入教的仪式就做做样子给人看一下就好了。
It's not a ritual that that you have to perform before entering into an organization.
这个洗礼是赦罪重生之喜。
And this is for the purpose of remission of sins, for you to reborn.
要把我们的生命与神的生命结合在一起。
And you want to have your life to be joined with the life of God.
是按照圣经里面的应许的福音啊。
And this is according to the Bible and the promise of blessings from God.
所以我们要完全的遵照圣经。
And so we have to follow suit accordingly.
如果我们有这样子的信心，
if we have this type of faith,
有这样子的顺服，
and we have this heart of obedience,
我们才能够得到这样子。才能够得到救恩。
And we can receive the salvation.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章，我们十二节到十四节。
And verse 12 to 14.
就如身子是，不好意思，十二节。
And verse 12.
好，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。十三
，thirteen，
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。十四
，fourteen，
身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。阿门。好，这边讲到耶稣基督的身体。
And so here talks about the body of Jesus Christ.
好，它是一个。
And he is one body.
但是有很多的肢体。
But there are many body parts.
好，那就是说耶稣是这个身体，那我们是耶稣的肢体。
But so Jesus is the one body, we are the parts.
好，所以我们受洗是归入到耶稣的身体里面。
And so when we baptize, we are entering into Lord Jesus Christ.
好，不管这十三节说，不管是犹太人或者是希腊人。
And it doesn't matter whether this is Jews or the Greeks.
就不管是什么种族。
And it doesn't matter what race.
是为奴的，是自主的。
And if you're slaves or free,
就是不管在社会的地位是什么。
And doesn't matter what status you have in society.
不管你是有钱的还是穷的。
Doesn't matter if you're wealthy or poor.
聪明的或者是不聪明的。
And if you're smart or not smart.
都能够成为耶稣基督身体的一个部分。
And you could become member of the body.
怎么成为这个部分？
And how can you become?
从一位圣灵受洗。
And this is baptized from one spirit
成了一个身体
into one body,
隐于一位圣灵
and then this is one spirit.
好，所以洗礼不是一个样子而已。
So water baptism is not just the an action.
好，当传道奉主耶稣的圣名为你施洗的时候
，and when pastor baptizes you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ,
在活水
and in living water,
面向下。
And you're facing downward.
你全身入浸
Your total body immersion.
这个时候圣灵运行
And at this time the Holy Spirit will move.
把你让你洗借着洗礼成了耶稣身体的一个部分
And through water baptism you become part of Jesus.
在灵里面你的生命与神的生命结合在一起
And so in spirit that your life will be conjoined with the
life
of God.
所以你的生命不再是一个继续枯干的树枝
And so your life will no longer be a withered branch.
乃是要接上主耶稣这条这个真葡萄树
And but you instead will be connected to the living vine.
这个就是得救的正路。
So this is the way of salvation.
借着赦罪重生之喜。
And through the baptism of remission of sin.
我们很多人都洗礼了。
And many of us have received this baptism.
我们的生命与基督的生命连结了。
And our life is joined with the life of Christ.
这个枝子已经接上了真葡萄树。
And the member is joined to the true vine.
但是我们不要高兴得太早。
And but let's not be so happy and so fast.
我们看约翰福音。
And let's turn to Gospel John.
十五章。
Chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
Gospel John chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
和第二节。
And verse 2.
我是真葡萄树。我父是栽培的人第二节
Verse 2
凡属我不结果子的枝子他就剪去凡结果子的他就修理干净使枝子结果子更多
And verse 1 I am the true vine and my father is the wine dresser Verse 2 Every branch in me that does not bear fruit he takes away And every branch that bears fruit he prunes that it may bear more fruit
Amen这边是主耶稣他所说的话。
And so this is what's spoken by Lord Jesus.
我们本来被丢弃的生命。
And we are forsaken life.
本来是渐渐枯干的枝子。
And we are slowly deteriorating and withering.
没有得救的盼望。
And we have no hope of salvation.
但是借着耶稣基督的这个重生、赦罪重生的洗礼
，But through baptism for the remission of sin,
我们这个枝子接上了真葡萄树。
So this branch was once again connected to the true vine.
这是很喜乐的事情。
And this is a joyful moment.
但是这个不是结束。
And but this is not the end.
当我们还活着的时候
，And once we are still alive,
我们要结果子
，and we have to bear more fruits.
因为如果我们接上了
，and because once we if we're connected,
但是我们没有向罪死亡
，and we are not dead based.
我没有改变我们的生活
，we have not changed our ways.
我们整天所想的还是为了自己的肚腹
，and we all we thinking about is for our own stomach.
不追求神国的事情
，and we do not pursue anything.
只追求自己的事情
，we're only pursuing the things of
God. 不追求天国的事情
，we do not pursue heaven.
只追求地上的事情
，we only pursuing the things of the world.
结果是怎么样
？And what is the what happens?
好不容易接上了
，and of course you connected.
好不容易接上
and it takes so much effort to be connected.
后来又要被剪掉
and at the end you will be pruned again. It will be
pruned.
You'll be
pruned. 好像是不错的，看了 cut off.
You have to be cut off.
所以我们洗礼的道理我们要思考
and so we have to think about the Gospel of baptism.
其实今天这个救恩能够得到我们能够能够临到我们。
And so this salvation comes to us today.
我们做的部分很少。
And so we have done very little.
主耶稣做的最难的部分。
And Jesus have done the most difficult part.
谦卑自己来到世上。
He humbled himself and came to this world.
甚至受苦受难死在十字架上。
And he suffers and he was tortured and died on the cross.
打开了这个活宝血的泉源
，and he opened up this fountain of precious blood，
让我们能够借着洗礼洗去我们的罪
，and through water baptism that our sins can be remission。
在洗礼的时候，有血水圣灵三样同作见证，洗去我们的罪。
And through baptism, there's the water, Holy Spirit, and blood as witness to wash away our sins.
我们做的只是相信来接受而已。
And all we have done is just to believe all of this and to receive it.
这个是恩典。
And so this is grace.
但是我们不要把这个恩典践踏在脚下。
And so do not trample this grace on our feet.
我们要让我们的生命真的得到更新。
And we have to truly let our life be renewed.
为结果子
and in order to bear more fruit.
好，我们来看腓立比书
and let's turn to Philippians.
第三章
chapter
3. 第三章，我们来看十七节哈到二十一节。
Verse 17-21.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter
3:17.
17.
弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人，是吧？
18.
因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪告诉你们。19.
19.
他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹。他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。20. 20. 我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。21. 21. 他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。阿们。如果我们今天接上了主耶稣
，and so today if we accept Lord Jesus Christ，
靠着主耶稣的圣灵的能力
，and through the power of the Holy Spirit，
结出圣灵的果子
，and to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit，
不再屈服在罪恶的捆绑下
，and do not be conformed to under the pressure of sin，
我们的心不再专以地上的事为念
，and we do not focus on all matters of the earth，
而是转来寻求神的国和神的义
but we seek the kingdom and righteousness of God
向神而活
and to live for the Lord.
向罪死了。
And we died, our sin died.
这样子，当我们人生生命结束的时候，
and so、time,
在世上生命结束的时候，
and when the time our life ends in this world,
我们就是有福的。
And we are blessed.
习了世上的劳苦，
and we have laid down our worldly burden.
工作的果效要随着我们，
the effect of the work will be following us,
一直到永生，
until eternal.
当主再来的时候，
and when the second coming of the Lord,
借着他的大能，
and through his almightness,
将我们卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似，
and so that he will conform our body to his lowly body to his glorious body.
所以主耶稣说，
and so Lord Jesus said,
凡活着信他的人必永远不死。
And whoever that believes in him will never die.
这话你信吗？
And do you believe in this?
我们唱诗。
And let's sing him.
43.
43.
祷告。
And we're now going to pray.
我们这边简单的介绍我们真耶稣教会祷告的方式。
I'd like to briefly introduce the way that we pray here at True Jesus Church.
我们虔诚的跪下。
And we sincerely kneel down.
双手合着，眼睛闭起来。
We clasp our hands and close our eyes.
专心的向神祷告。
And we focusedly pray to our heavenly God.
我们一开始，我们奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the beginning, we will say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
这个我们讲一次。
And so this is, we only say this once.
我们重复哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And we will repeat.Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah 就是赞美神。
And hallelujah is praising the Lord.
那我们结束的时候就阿们。
And when we conclude, we will say amen.
我们祈求圣灵，祈求灵恩的，请到前面来。
And anybody wants to pray for the Holy Spirit and Holy Grace, please come forward.
我们请教会的传道来帮忙按手祝福祷告。
And let's ask the pastors to lay hands upon us and pray for us.
同心跪下祷告。
And let's all kneel down and pray.